From Washington, this is VOA News. Otto Warmbier, the American college student who was detained in North Korea for nearly a year and a half, has died. His family made the announcement Monday afternoon. It said, unfortunately, the awful, torturous treatment our son received at the hands of the North Koreans ensured that no other outcome was possible beyond the sad one we experience today. President Trump on Monday offered his sympathy to the family.
He spent a year and a half in North Korea. A lot of bad things happened, but at least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition. But he just passed away a little while ago. It's a brutal regime, and we'll be able to handle it.
Warmbier was returned to the United States last week in a coma. Doctors said the 22-year-old college student had suffered severe brain damage while in North Korea, but that it was not clear what caused it. A man was killed after driving a car packed with explosives into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. No one else was hurt in the crash. Officials called it a deliberate attack. The 31-year-old man was known to authorities as being potentially linked to extremism. A bomb squad secured the scene, and police found in the man's car a Kalashnikov rifle, handguns, and gas bottles. France's counterterrorism prosecutor has opened an investigation into the attack. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The United States has responded forcefully to Russia's threat to treat U.S.-led coalition planes in the skies over Syria as targets as tensions escalate in the six-year-old Syrian conflict. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
The escalation of hostilities among all of the factions that are operating there doesn't help anybody. And so making sure that people understand that while we want to de-escalate the situation there, that we have to understand that we will always preserve the right of self-defense.
Spicer defended the decision to shoot down a Syrian Su-22 jet that had bombed coalition-partnered forces near the Syrian town of Tabqa. Police in the American state of Virginia have charged a man with murdering a 17-year-old girl after assaulting her as she walked with friends from a nearby mosque in the suburbs of Washington. But police say they are not now investigating it as a hate crime. They said there was a dispute early Sunday between the two sides. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that an Asian American band has the right to call itself an offensive name. The group could not register its name, The Slants, with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office because of the word's derogatory reference to Asian people's eyes. But the High Court threw out a federal ban on disparaging trademarks, saying it violated free speech rights. In the second day of the battle by Iraqi and coalition forces for Mosul's old city, soldiers say militants have forced civilians back further into the densely populated neighborhood, slowing the fight. VOA's Heather Murdoch is there.
I'm here with the Iraqi Army 16th Division, and they have been holding the line here today against a massive defense mounted by Islamic State militants in Mosul's old city. Militants have pulled families about 200 meters behind their lines and have filled their homes with bombs and snipers. The families of IS militants have been moved behind ordinary civilians, and all of them are in front of the Al-Nouri Mosque. Soldiers say they believe inside the mosque are IS's most important leaders and other valuables. There haven't been many, if any, civilians fleeing today because they are being held inside IS territory used as human shields. The UN estimates there may be as many as 150,000 people still trapped inside. Reporting from Mosul, Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Google says it's stepping up its efforts to identify and remove videos related to terrorism and violent extremist content, particularly on its YouTube program. The company says it's increasing its use of technology to identify videos that contain extremist messages. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, anytime at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.